The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 24 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update, September 3. Included in the new cases are 18 unvaccinated individuals, 3 partially vaccinated people, and 3 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Collingwood, 1. One person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Wasaga Beach, 1. One person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Clearview, 1. One youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 3. Two people between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. One case is linked to close contact, one is listed as community acquired, no known link, and one is still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 3, one youth under 18 years old, one person between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Two cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and one is linked to close contact. Penetanguishene, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 3. Two people between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. One case is outbreak related, and the other two are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 8. Four people from Gravenhurst, and two people from Huntsville, one person from Lake of Bays, and one person from Muskoka Lakes. There are currently 219 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19, with 2 new hospitalizations reported since yesterday. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 12,932 cases of COVID-19 with 12,457 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,489 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 153 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,008 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 618 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 75% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 7% have had their first vaccine dose. Approximately 28% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 66% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 2. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 214-209, 2 September 2, 1,806 59.7% Barrie 4,301-4,118-121, 4 September 2, 2,804 74.2% Bradford WG 2,139-2,084-381 September 1, 4,972.1% Clearview 142-135 5 September 2, 945-68.5% Collingwood 249-241, 3 September 2, 1984.4% ESA 509-492-4, 1 September 2, 112.76.1% Innisfil 1281-1231 18-1 September 2, 3107-68.1% Midland 205199 the 6th of August 13-1120-79% New Tecumseth 1549-1509 18-4 September 1, 3659-71.3% Aurelia 341-321-8 September 2, 1981.5% Oromedont 231-219-5 August 31, 990-86.7% Penetanguishene 204-194-8 September 2, 2117-81.9% Remara 114110 the 1st of August 29-1090-63.8% Severn 90-85-3 August 30, 659% Springwater 298-292-2 September 1, 1390-82.3% Tay 122-117-2 September 1, 1088-81.2% Tiny 136133 the 2nd of August 31,1370.6% Wasaga Beach 282-269-5 2 September 2, 1190-77.4% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.